Now, if you live in West Hertfordshire, in the Hemel Hempstead, Watford, St Albans area, you'll know that the issue of your hospitals has been a difficult one over a number of years. There's been a series of reorganisations which saw the downgrading of Hemel and St Albans hospitals and the expansion of Watford. Now, last February, the trust that runs the hospitals put in a proposal to the NHS which included the improvements costing between £300 and £500 million. Now the regulator, NHS Improvement, have said that that bill is too high and have asked them to think again. Steve Day is from the campaign group Hearts Valley Hospital and is in favour of that and joins me now. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm fine and dandy. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. So what does this mean for the future of hospitals in West Hart? It all seems a bit of a mess.
Well, it potentially means good news for people from West Hertfordshire, and that's ranging from Hemel through to St Albans and Watford and all the surrounding towns. But at the moment, it's just an idea that's coming from the local NHS. We're welcoming the news because it's a step in the right direction. Heartsvalleyshospital.co.uk, we've advocated building a new hospital on a greenfield site, and this is half of the solution. So putting planned care on a potential site that's in between Hemel Hempstead and St Albans is great news. It's not quite what we were looking for, but it's a really positive step in the right direction. For the first time, the local NHS have recognised that a greenfield site could well be the answer.
I mean, you've campaigned for a new hospital for many years, and you must have thought that the fight was over.
Well, when the SOC was put in a year or so ago, potentially the local NHS said it was over, but we didn't believe it was the right thing. One of our fellow groups took it to NHS Improvement. NHS Improvement said that there was a case to be made for the money. It wasn't as accessible as it could be. And there were lots of challenges with it. So we're glad that they've come back and now said we're going to do some
But if
more.
You saw this hiccup coming, why didn't they?
Well, we're just amateurs. We're not industry professionals. We're not paid lots of money. So, you know, we're just residents and we're concerned about the healthcare for people right across West Hertfordshire.
OK, we have to make it clear that the trusts are saying that none of this is firmed up yet, and we'll get a fuller statement from them later in the week. But from what you understand, what services will be provided at this new hospital then?
Yeah, so people may not appreciate that a general hospital would have lots of different services. So if you divide them into two and say there's all the urgent, immediate stuff, which you would put in an accident and emergency, and then there's the other stuff like the planned care if you're having a hip replacement, that kind of stuff. So the suggestion at the moment is that the planned care would go into this new site and the accident and emergency would continue to be delivered in Watford.
So the old hospital would still stay then?
The hospital in Watford, their current plan is to rebuild Watford Hospital between now and 2030-something.
But why not put the... This is what I can't understand. Why not put the A&E in the new hospital?
Well, that's not up for us to determine. Our proposal is that a greenfield site is better for everything, for planned care and acute care. But it's up to the local NHS to do what they feel is right. We've advocated, as heartsvalleyshospital.co.uk, that it's all in one place. That's clinically better. It's also more accessible if it goes on a greenfield site, because we know the issues with getting to Watford. Everybody knows it's difficult to get to, even though they put in a new road. They have recently accepted that it's not as accessible as their previous SOC suggested. So there's also other things like the population that's now growing. NHS England and NHS Improvement have said there's more people going to be living in the area than there was previously. So take that into account.
OK, the issue has been going on for years, it's fair to say. How much pressure can you put on the NHS to get the ball rolling on this?
Well, Hearts Valley Hospital, we're not actually putting pressure on the local NHS. We are about getting groundswell public opinion, massive public opinion from everywhere, from Borehamwood to Tring, Chorleywood to Harpenden, get the community behind us. Once we've got that, we'll then be talking to the MPs, the councils, the NHS, everybody. Mm. So we're not actually attacking the current proposal. We're welcoming it. We're saying it's a step in the right direction. But what we have to do is we have to stop being parochial, whether it be councils or local towns. And we have to say, what's the best thing right across West Hertfordshire for everybody? And some people will actually see a real huge improvement in facilities when they walk through the door. Some people may say, well, I did quite like the little hospital round the corner, but I can see that a new one in the greenfield site is the right direction.
Especially with the amount of building that's going on all over the place, you know. Yeah. But this is what I know it always comes down to money. Always comes down to money, right? So from the outside looking in, and purely being an amateur, just the eye candy of this breakfast show. So if you build a new build hospital with everything, and then you take the old build and you sell that to a developer who pays you lots of money, then you can surely put that towards the... But having both seems a bit of a... No,
we'll sign you up for updates now, Andy. That's precisely what we're saying. Who in their right mind would say it's going to be cheaper to demolish an existing hospital and rebuild a new one whilst it's operating? I'm not a builder. I'm not an NHS professional. But ask anybody, say, can you survive with a hospital that's in Watford that is dysfunctional and was essentially a workhouse in the 1800s? You can't. So that's one side of it. And then you say that the finances, well, okay, if we've got the money to do all of that, well, wouldn't that money be better spent putting something on a greenfield site? So the cost to buy the land is potentially a lot lower than the cost of the land in the middle of a town. And the other thing, which is really important, is the time to do it. So they're saying 2030. We're saying that we can build a greenfield site with everything in it by 2025. But as I say, this is a step in the right direction, and we really want to welcome it. So,
we mentioned Watford will most likely stay they're with the new hospital on a greenfield site. What about Hemel and St Albans then?
Well, it's not up to Hearts Valley Hospital to prescribe what happens to these sites. We must make that really clear. We're a community body running the interests of everybody across West Hertfordshire. So we're not advocating closing particular hospitals. What we're saying is the right solution is to put something in the right place for the right money. As a result of this suggestion from the West Hearts Hospital Trust, it may be that something happens with St Albans and Hemel Hempstead in the future. That's up to them to determine, and they haven't really gone into any detail at that stage.
Just for clarification, on the greenfield site, where exactly are we talking? Is it the junction 20 on the M25, or is it the one up the M? Where do you?
So there were many suggestions in the previous investigation. There were 13 sites looked at, and previously the one that was earmarked was one near Kings Langley.
Junction 20.
There is a site that is being discussed at the moment, according to the Hearts Hospital Trust, that's on the Gorhambury estate, which is basically to the east, to the west of the M1 by the M25.
Okay. So the one by Junction 20 on the M25, that proposal, that's kind of like nearish me-ish, kind of like, well, I'd definitely pass that way. I wouldn't personally have a problem with that if it's proper in and out and it's done. What's been the vibe for people in that area?
Well, there was a lot of feedback for the Kings Langley site that it would destroy the Kings Langley village, and there's a farm there at the moment. The Gorhambury site is basically green fields at the moment. It is physically closer to Hemel Hempstead than St Albans. However, the boundary is in St Albans. There was something in the paper this week about St Albans District Council saying, we've had a complaint from Decorum that you're building houses and hospitals on your land, but where's the infrastructure? Now, we're stepping back from that and saying the councils need to get together and agree what's the best thing. Because, to be honest, the citizens and residents, they don't care where the boundary lines are. They want something that's accessible, that's close to them. And we can achieve that through looking at greenfield sites. And we haven't identified the right site yet, and that's not for us to do.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're awaiting a statement from the NHS bodies later this week. What do you hope to see in that statement? Do you want more details?
We'd like to see a firm consultation plan so that the local community are really engaged and it's not an announce and tell type exercise, which has happened before. We'd like to see real discussion and real money put on the table. So they've already said that the 30 to 100 million pounds that's been earmarked for this planned care site is not enough. And they've also said that they can't deliver to the SOC between 200 and 300 million pounds, which is what NHS Improvement have said. So, you know, we need an honest debate about this and, you know, look at what the right solution is.
And timelines as well, really, because this has been going on quite a while.
Yeah, there's pressures on time, and sometimes it's put across that if you push this down the yard anymore, you won't get anything anywhere. Now, that to me isn't really a fair statement. It needs proper consultation, proper discussion. We believe if we had one greenfield option and there was acute and planned care in it, we could get something by 2025, which is considerably sooner than this 2030-ish that is being proposed by the current NHS locally.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you popping into the studio this morning. Obviously, when we get the fuller statement that we're all waiting for, I hope we can talk again and go through it bit by bit and get your opinions. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Steve. I really appreciate it. What's that? Oh, yeah, you can mention that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we're looking to recruit massive public opinion, and we've got a website, heartsvalleyshospital.co.uk. We'd encourage people to sign up. We'll send them updates. We'll let them know when we're having local meetings, all of that good stuff.
Steve, thank you very much for joining us this morning.